It is John Gibbons with The Coach Home, the show where we look at all the other action in the Premier League this weekend. Now, Liverpool haven't played on Monday, but everyone else has, and we're going to round up a few of these games. And we're going to start with Arsenal and our old friend Jordan Jarrett-Bryan. Jordan, it's been such a rollercoaster season for Arsenal. You know, a lot more highs than lows, you know, unexpected fantastic runs. It's now, I mean, there's an inevitability about it, isn't it? City have a home game to win the title. How are you feeling? Are you able to be big picture about it, or is it still far too raw and emotional for you to look at kind of what Arsenal have achieved this season?
I can look at it big picture, John. It's both. I can look at it big picture, but I also am still a little bit raw about it. I mean, before we get into the situation, it's kind of apt that I'm speaking to, you know, you a Liverpool fan, because so many of my friends who support Liverpool, they warned me. They did say to me 4 or 5 months ago, you have no idea what it's like in a title race in Manchester City. As an outsider looking in, it's fun because you're not involved. And it's like, oh, it's, you know, when we Liverpool win, then City win. Always got, it's exciting. But when you're actually in the fight with City, it's not fun at all. Yeah. And I think the last few weeks, I've actually understood what they meant. Because this last month, when we should be enjoying it, it hasn't been fun. It hasn't been, or not as fun as I think title races normally are. And I think that's culminated in what happened yesterday. And I think that it's done. It was done for me a few weeks ago, John. I think 2 points were significant for me. I think the game the Etihad was where, for me, it was done. Yeah. And I think if a team beats you three times over a season, it's hard to say they're not the better team than you. But the second point would be the Anfield game at Anfield. And I know that people don't like this, me saying this, and is, you know, the people don't agree with me on this, but that was a game where I thought, I think we're in trouble. And I know the kind of the rebuttal to that has been, oh, it is Anfield, you know, Liverpool are a top team. Anfield can do that to you. The Gary Neville kind of school of thought that can happen. And whilst I think there's something in that, Liverpool fans will maybe feel they should have won the game. My view is, when you're going for a title and you're so dominant as we were in that first 20 minutes, you have to slit the throat. You have to kill the team. In the second half, I think it's fair to say Liverpool should have won that match. But for me, there shouldn't have been a second half, John.